The number of Kerry households who've installed domestic solar PV panels with the assistance of SEAI grants rose by 295% last year. Although solar PV panels are an expensive investment, there's a grant of €2,100 towards the cost from the SEAI, and with greatly reduced electricity costs, they pay for themselves within a few years. Philip O'Connor from Kilcommon is a BER assessor and solar PV provider.
You'll eliminate your electricity bill, apart from the standing charge, that will still come, of course, but you'll eliminate your electricity bill if you put up a 3 to 5 kilowatt system on your roof. And if you use it wisely, put in one of these eddy water diverters where they divert the electricity straight to your copper cylinder to heat the water and that, and you have constant hot water free of charge in your house, which is it's only when you have it that you realise what you were missing, you know. And so that's brilliant. But also then you can put your dryers and washing machines and whatever on during the daytime hours while you're generating the electricity on the roof. At night time then, you can also, if you want to put in battery storage, the price of batteries is coming down a good bit. They're still expensive enough, but over the next 6 months, I'd imagine they'll be within the reasonable limit where it will pay you to put them in. And especially then, if you have a smart meter in your house, say, and you get on the right tariff that you're able to buy the electricity, I think it's from between 2 and 6 at night for about 8 cents per kilowatt hour. Charge your batteries during that time and then use the electricity during the day from your battery to do whatever household chores you have to do. So that's the sensible way to do it. The solar panel is a great job. I suppose the key thing, once you have enough of roof space, once you're facing south, southeast, southwest, you have way more light coming from the sun if you're in the south, southeast, southwest direction. You can also game on the ground as well. If you have a big lawn, you can put on ground mounts and put your panels on top of that. Your electric kettle at home is a 3 kilowatt more than likely element in your electric kettle. And for you to realise exactly what a kilowatt hour in real terms is, if you're boiling your electric kettle, your 3 kilowatt electric kettle, for 1 hour, suppose you have the switch held down and you won't let it turn itself off, right? For you have 3 kilowatt hours used up in 1 hour while that kettle was boiling. That's cost you about 120 to 130 at the moment. Over a 60-day period, that's an awful lot of money. Now, obviously, if your kettle won't be boiling for 1 hour, but your tumbler dryer might be working for 2 hours, and that's also 3 kilowatts or 2.5 kilowatt elements in that. So you like the amount of money that chops up as you go through the day with these heavy-duty appliances. It leads to huge electricity bill. Our own one is an example at home. My two lads live in the house and they work on heavy duty computers through the night. Their bills were coming in at about 700 every 2 months. And I said, we'll have to do something about it. So we put up the system, 14 panels, and now their bills are down to about 150, which is relatively the standing charge. So their ESB bill has been wiped out. Now, an awful lot of the lads' generation is being exported to the grid, and the grid pay them 21 cents per kilowatt hour. And even at that, they're still after managing to get rid of their main bill from the electricity bill anyway. So that's a positive. So obviously enough, they're the common thing. They were a bit too expensive up to now. The grant, I think they're reducing the grant from the SEA, I know, from 2,400 down to 2,100, which is a backward step. I can't understand why they're doing that, but they might have to reverse that thinking, I think. But the grant is a bit of a help. Price around, ring different companies, and like, you know, you'll get a good price enough, especially now the price. And remember this, the companies won't tell you this, but the price of panels are after reducing by about from 150 down to 90, as I said. That should equate on for the companies cutting down their prices to you by a fair bit anyway, you know. Batteries as well, if batteries is reducing in prices, inverters are reducing in prices. So it's a good thing, and like it has to, because the way the price of oil, which is at the moment now leveling off at the minute, but that's quite capable of going in any direction at any stage. So you, at least when you have the panels, and I find this in my own place, that when you have the panels on your roof, you're independent, you don't care. you know, you're happy enough. It's not cost you any more. The payback time would be about, I suppose, between 2 and 3 years. Depends the amount of panels you put on the roof and how efficiently you use the electricity, whether you're charging the batteries. Once you're using all the electricity you're generating yourself and not giving it back to the electric company for half the price, that's the payback time is going to be a lot shorter than possibly even a year. So it's a win-win, I think.
In West Kerry, the Kirkacuina Tourism and Hospitality Sustainable Energy Community was set up last year to see what the sector could do to reduce their carbon footprint. Anne Nichy Vaughan of the Dingle Hub is the project coordinator.
We launched this SEC Sustainable Energy Community last March, and yeah, we spent the first, I suppose, 9 months collecting data from all our members. We have 120 members. They are cafes, B&Bs, guesthouses, hotels. Everyone from Blenerville and Inch all the way back to Dunheen can be involved in this project. And as I said, we have been collecting data on, you know, what their energy spend is, where they're spending it and what time and what are the patterns. So from the early findings and with the SEAI grant back in August, we could already see that solar was going to be a win for all these businesses. So we went ahead and we did a request for quote for solar panels for 35 businesses. And we have 30 of those businesses going ahead now and getting solar in the next month or so. So we're delighted now to be seeing solar panels up on the roofs before the tourist season starts now on the Dingle Peninsula. And it'll be great for the tourism sector and for the tourists who are coming here to see, you know, that we are leading the way in terms of sustainability here on the peninsula.
The sale of electric cars in Kerry rose by over 30% last year. Although they are an expensive outlay in the beginning, they are far cheaper to run than a petrol or diesel car, and even more so if you have solar PV panels. Eimear Barry is Programme Manager for Electric Vehicles at SEAI.
We now have a requirement that the fuel stations are going to show how much it costs per 100 kilometres to drive. So in an EV, you're talking around €3 per 100 kilometres to drive, whereas petrol diesel are around 10. So it's a massive difference in fuel costs there. And most people would charge their vehicles at home at night time. And generally, there's a lot of different time of use tariffs out there now. So some people might be charging their vehicle maybe between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. for as little as 6, 7 cents a kilowatt hour. So they're really, really cheap in that case. And then you're leaving your house with a full battery, like pretty much having a full tank of petrol every day if you charge every night, if you want to charge every night.
Yeah. Now, when electric cars came out first, there was an issue around the range and how far you can go. But a lot of that has been corrected, hasn't it?
Yeah, and most cars that are coming out now in the last year or so have a range of, most of them around 300, some are up to 500, again, depending on the size of the battery. But I suppose the thing people need to really think about is how far they're actually driving. I think people very much overestimate how much they drive. And, you know, if you're only doing 20, 30 kilometres in a day, I mean, a car that has a smaller battery of maybe, you know, a 40 kilowatt battery that has a range of 200 kilometres, that's going to suit you just fine because you're always going to be coming home to charge. So unless you're going to be doing a lot of driving, and even if it's only once a year you're going to do that big trip, say if you're going to head from Kerry up to Dublin or vice versa, you can plan your journey and there are more and more charge points along the route that you can stop at, you know, charge for 20 minutes, get that kind of, you know, extra 200 kilometres into your car and then take you off to your next destination. So I suppose it's really thinking about how far you drive and how often you drive and have you the ability to charge at home.
Yeah. Is that something, though, as a country we need to get better at in terms of having more charging points?
Yeah, I mean, we do. And there is requirements that there is fast charging every 60 kilometres along certain parts of the motorway, and that is coming. But a lot of different petrol stations and commercial businesses are now setting up and are putting charge points in because they see the value in it and they see that there's a demand for it. So really it's having the sufficient amount that people can take that 20 minute charge and go. So it definitely is improving. There are parts of the country that need further improvement and that is acknowledged, but it's definitely getting much, much better.
Yeah. A few years ago an electric car was a very expensive purchase, but now we have second hand options. So I suppose it's more attractive, isn't it?
Yeah, so definitely, in the last while, prices of new cars have come down across certain brands, and then you do have that increase in the used market as we have now over 110,000 electric vehicles on roads. So they're going to have that churn of being used vehicles, and last year was a huge year for electric vehicles. And in a 3 years' time, as people who generally tend to buy new cars every few years, they kind of sell those on, they go into the second-hand market. So there will be that churn of used cars. So they are becoming much more affordable. And also there's now, coming out are cheaper cars. I'd say in a couple of years you're going to have cars coming out at around €25,000 to purchase, which really at that stage it's comparable to any other petrol or diesel car out there.
And of course, if you have solar PV panels on your house, it makes it almost a no-brainer option really in terms of cost.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, there's loads of different ways you can look at PV and how you use it, whether you want to have a battery in your house or not. If you've got an EV, you're probably better off not having a battery in your house. You can use your car as your battery. So having solar PV, you can then trickle charge during the day if you have excess energy, or you can sell that back to the grid depending what you're being offered, and then charge at night when it's cheaper. So there's different ways you can look at doing it. But definitely the solar PV is a good combination with an electric vehicle.
So if you're thinking of investing in solar PV or electric cars, the advice is to shop around.